is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syrian border. Mr. Putin signed a decree with restrictions for Russian imports of some Turkish products, prohibition of extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacts the operations of Turkish companies in Russia.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı gerçekten...
Earlier on Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. The Islamic State linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 people marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14, wounding more than 100 others in a city of 2.1 million residents. Extremists in the region have become routine in recent months, despite promises by Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari to crush the homegrown militant group Boko Haram. United Nations condemned in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a U.S. base in Kidal in northern Mali, which killed two U.N. peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 other people. The French news agency reports a senior member of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamic group Ansar Dine claimed responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News.